There's an intro in there somewhere.
There is an intro. I mean, yeah. What is an intro, Sarah? You know,
is I don't know, Josh.
Is it some contrived bullshit that we come up with every week?
Yes.
Like what we just did.
Hey,
there we go. Done.
We
done.
Did it.
All right, easy. Woo! Took the easy way out.
Took the easy way out, bitch. Woo!
We recorded for 10 minutes straight. There's probably a Patreon exclusive in there. Fucking pay me money. I know I just said that I don't need to be paid to know that I'm good, but money helps.
Guys,
hi everyone. Hey. Welcome to
a podcast will save this relationship. I'm Sarah
and I'm Josh,
and I cut you off, bitch.
A very hostile episode already. We are
gotcha.
we're going in hot and fucking heavy.
It was just really funny because we didn't take down the birthday stuff.
I haven't taken down the birthday stuff yet, sorry.
So it's our house, you don't pay rent here, shut up. Anyway.
How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing good. I forgot what I was going to say. You looked so innocent, sweet and innocent, when I cut you off to say my name. You went like like that, and I just had to be like, yeah. Why?
Wow.
I
damn.
Get that feeling.
You get the feeling to put people down?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing good.
Thank you. I'm glad you're doing good, too.
I didn't say I was doing good. I
know you
good.
Are because we fucking live together.
I can't wait for the comments.
To be like, she's so
Sarah,
mean.
Is something going on behind the scenes?
I can't wait for that to happen. Is there
something crazy going on?
You know what? I can't wait for like the conspiracy theories, because they have to be good, right, with us? Because we say such horrible shit to each other every fucking week.
And the best part about it is we don't say the shit in between. Like, we don't say worse, like, really bad shit to each other in between the podcast. We just get on here and we start performing, and then...
Yeah, once the performing comes up, all the...
The mushy, gushy relationship shit starts.
It gets shot with a fucking 12-gauge, you know? Like, it's just gone.
And, like,
for at least 2 hours
and a half. As
soon
as you turn the podcast off, it's... How are you doing? Do you need help? What's going on?
That was a good podcast, right? That was good? Yeah,
that was
okay.
A good podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go... What do you want to do? Do you want to go cuddle in bed? It's like...
Yeah, no, it's entertainment. I don't care.
People are going to be in the comments like, blink twice, Josh, if you need help.
Blink. Dude, I can't wait for people to do that with you, man. I don't think so.
I think they're going to be like, I'm the evil bitch that cuts you off, and
but you're the abused spouse. I've read what Josh has written. He seems like a tortured soul writer. I think he... I think he might be harboring some demons. I wonder what's going on in his head.
I wonder what happened. I wonder what happened. You know,
Sarah needs help. Sarah needs to...
I don't know. And the worst part is, like, I'm worried that they're going to be right. Like, I'm worried that the comments are going to be like, Sarah really needs to go to therapy. And it's like, I know. Shut up. Pay me money, then. I don't know.
Pay us money, yeah. Do you think I got health insurance right now?
Huh?
I
do. There's no excuse over here.
I mean, it still costs money even with health insurance.
Yeah, but there are ways to get it.
They're all pains in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. True.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm doing good. That's the point of that intro.
That's good.
It's about me, you know, the podcast, actually. Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcast is just an excuse for me to launder money into other... project
people
and viewerships.
Won. Yeah, exactly.
God, I don't know how, because okay, so full disclosure, we don't have a beginning thing.
Yeah, we don't. We Thanksgiving happened, and
Thanksgiving
it was
happened.
Like literally perfect.
I mean, yeah, as perfect as a family Thanksgiving could be, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It was a nice Thanksgiving. It was definitely like we went to my parents' house, my old.
Yeah,
it's a weird feeling. Going to your childhood house, even though it's only been like 3 or 4 months since I lived there.
Yeah.
And my first instinct is, what the fuck? Why did you guys do all these changes when I wasn't here?
Yeah, like this is one of those situations where, like, as soon as Josh
moved out,
as soon
as I fucking bounced, they were like,
parents turned his fucking house into a Airbnb.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, they
crazy town.
It's all new. They have a bunch of new furniture.
Yeah.
They went crazy.
They went crazy, dude. But it's awesome.
Here I am, like
walking into your childhood bedroom.
Yeah,
it's got a fucking TV in there and a fucking
these fuckers. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, like, good for them. And like, I know we're gonna use it at some point, but
it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be dope as hell. But
they put gamer lights in the shower.
They put gamer lights in the fucking shower.
It's awesome.
And the only reason why is because they didn't have enough light in the bathroom because they changed those lights. And change the mirror and change
the
look
shower
of
curtain doesn't let any light in.
Yeah, so they just
it's
they
too
just fucking
quality of a shower curtain.
I the second I bounced, they jumped on it.
They were like,
and just,
"I'm turning
I'm ready.
This into some good ass shit."
Get that little kid out of here and let the adults fucking play. You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like. I mean, it's not that. I know it's not.
No,
but like,
it's not.
It's the joking way of like.
I mean, and throughout this whole thing, your mom was like, "This is how I cope with losing my son." And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not losing your son.
Yeah,
but
I'm literally like an hour away.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
text me. We have the internet now.
True.
You got a family in Massachusetts. Why are you complaining about them being so far away? You know.
Well, yeah, but it's also like, I mean, you know, I get it. Just fuck your kids.
I know, I'm the last one.
Yeah,
and yeah,
yeah.
I lived there for 21 years and.
Yeah,
or with her, and I'm not in the same house. That's a whole nother story of the 20 houses I grew up in. But like, I don't know. It's interesting, but yeah, Thanksgiving was really good. We played this game called
Fertellus,
which is an interesting game because it's just a conversation game.
Yeah,
and you're just supposed to talk about your past and future, and it was really interesting learning a little bit more about my parents and the way they think.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was very like, it's supposed to get like into deep conversations, and it was really funny because your dad came in halfway through the game, and then he was like,
I don't want to do this.
And your mom was like, he's not gonna play this.
You 15 minutes later,
other people are answering questions. He's not even playing. But no, like, you don't understand like the concept.
Yeah,
he's
exactly,
going into
yeah.
like. And then we're all just sitting there like, whoa, that got really deep.
Hell yeah. And like, yeah,
it was
no,
fucking awesome. I've literally never heard your dad talk like that before.
I don't know, and I'm glad I did. I mean, I've always known that he was like he's a smart guy. Both my parents are. And I'm very fortunate to have it. But I think my dad's definitely been more closed off, and I'm happy that he's opening up a little bit more.
It's interesting because you can tell he's a very sweet, sensitive guy.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
I've always thought that about him. I think when the first time I had dinner with your parents, was at Universal while you were working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We went to that, like, it used to be a NASCAR-themed restaurant. I don't know if it's still a NASCAR-themed restaurant.
It's
a bar and grill that was, like, right across from the old Auntie Anne stand.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think it's now, it's NBC Grill. It's, like, just their sports grill. Yeah.
It used to be, like racing themed.
Yeah, NASCAR, yeah.
But we went in there and we did all that shit and fucking, there was some point where they started talking about you, and of course, you know, parents, when you're alone with your child's significant other, they start talking about like when they were a baby. You know?
100%. I'm not surprised.
And your dad takes out like 25 photos of you as a baby from his wallet.
Hell yeah, that's nice.
That he just like always kept on him, and I was like, that's cute as hell.
That's really cute,
isn't that cute? I was like, damn, this guy's a good guy. But then also, like, he's just so quiet. I've never known.
Oh yeah, and one of the things, you know, that sucks is that he's been working through COVID, or not working through COVID. He had like the months off, and then because, you know, we live in Florida, and Florida decided very smartly and very goodly that we should open up 8 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
Or no, a year ago actually. Yeah, it was before the ending of last year.
Holy shit!
That we decided, oh yeah, we're just gonna open up again, guys. Whatever, who cares? No lockdowns are lockdowns from lockdowns. What I always say.
Yeah.
And he had to go back and work at his job, and they've been working him to the fucking bone. So I know he's definitely like overworked, and I think that's part of the reason why once he went back, he started to close off again. But I don't know. I'm really happy that like he's at least hopefully getting a little bit better. You know.
Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving was good though.
It was really interesting.
Nice Thanksgiving. Hearing them both like open up more. You know.
Yeah. It was cool. I think you're getting into that part of being an adult where you actually get to, like, get to know your parents more.
Yeah, 100%. Now that I'm out, I feel like I get to hear more about, like, what they're doing on their own, you know?
Yeah, and, like, life and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool part of growing up, you know?
That's all we fucking did this week.
Yeah, that's literally it. We didn't do anything. We didn't watch anything.
We didn't want no media analysis. No. There's just nothing. I've gotten back into writing, and that's the only thing that's going with me, for me right now.
Well, what about writing? What about that?
I mean, it's going all right. I guess
All right.
Yeah. should I call my Medium page all right, and then like have the exclamation point?
I always
think about like how I can be a hack.
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't though. I don't know. It's very like I'm having a really hard time getting this first thing posted. It feels great to write. And one of the things that I find interesting about writing is that I've been talking my ass off for the past 2 years with this podcast, right?
Right.
And I think I've definitely retold stories and have had different perspectives. I feel like there's a more concreteness to writing where you have I love the podcast 100%. Yeah. It's definitely like it's that flow of consciousness I like, and that's what I like about when I used to make YouTube videos, which is something I also want to get back into.
Yeah,
where you can just kind of like just let the stream out and just kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
writing is a very concrete, edited, hyper focused medium, and I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And I think I hated it for a little bit because A, of that, and B, shit that I'm writing about now, about my journey with writing and how it's a particularly dark one, it feels like.
Yeah.
But I mean, coming back and trying to reclaim it for myself, I think, is very interesting. Because I'm talking about stuff that I have talked about on here before, and I think I'm going around in circles, because this is a circles within circles flow of consciousness. But I don't know. It's just like I think writing it out makes my thoughts on it more clear.
Makes sense.
And more and thinking about it more makes me remember more. It makes me think about all the horrible things.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's your therapy, you know.
It is. It's definitely. It was my therapy for a little bit. And I remember like when I was in high school, and this is where I think I really fucked up the most, is that I really, well, one of the bigger fuck ups I've ever made is that I decided to focus on poetry outside of high school.
Right.
And that was dumb. That was stupid.
Because I think you just didn't like poetry.
Well, I didn't. And I think part of the reason why I did poetry was because everyone else that I fucking knew at the time that was writers
all were into it.
Poetry.
Yeah.
Or primarily did poetry. There was a couple, like, everyone was, like, good at it. And I never really was. I was really good at, like, the personal nonfiction.
Yeah.
But, like, that there wasn't, for lack of a better word, it didn't feel like there was a market for it. And I felt like I was the only one doing nonfiction.
I was the same way when I was really into writing in, like, my middle school to, like, early high school. Because I had a writing friend. And, my writing friend was only into fiction and was only into making like fan fiction basically, but like was also into making like her own fiction, and it was really good. So I like forced myself into writing fiction when I mean I just don't think I'm that good
at fiction. Right? And like I don't know, and I'm
a person who enjoys fiction, however I just think I am more of a I feel like I can get my ideas out clearly and more and quickly, and also not be as frustrated, because I feel like in fiction you have to like structure yourself a lot more to get your ideas across. Yeah. And also has to be like, you can't have too many ideas or else you end up writing Dune, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And I wanted to write nonfiction, and I wanted to do that and get my ideas across in certain ways, like artistic ideas, and then I just didn't, and then I started drawing because I was like, maybe I'll get them out visually.
I get it.
You know?
I feel that, yeah. And I guess that's the weird thing. And that's another... fiction's always going to be interesting, I think, from a writing perspective. And this is 100% me sucking myself off and every writer off in the world. But, like, nonfiction, I think, because all fiction is based off of nonfiction, right? Like, it's all based on our own personal experiences or whatever. And it's just a matter of how we create that world and the rules of that world and how
and what
we
it means.
Perceive it and what it means. Yeah. Because like I was into nonfiction, but I was also into fiction through script writing.
Yeah.
And script writing with fiction is always, I mean, it's easier,
right.
In the sense that like it takes, it's more bare bones, it's more, my eyelid is fucking me up right now.
You don't have to do the Lord of the Rings thing, you know, where you have to make a language.
You don't have to make a language.
Draw a map.
You don't have to explain every single fucking detail about like, I grab the pen slowly as the, you know.
Right.
It's really just a guy walks into room and fucking does something.
Right.
It's action. That's all it is. Pure fucking uncut, unadulterated action. And I will die by this if I need to, you know.
Right. I feel that. Like, I feel like if I were to write something fiction wise, it would not be as descriptive. It would be like kind of like the way Stephen King writes stuff, where he just says, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. And then when he stops to describe things, and it's very purposeful. And but the thing about that is, if I did it, it would be bad. It would be really bad.
I get that. Yeah.
Like, because I just don't have a meaning. Like, Stephen King writes this stuff that he writes and says, I don't know, wouldn't it be cool if a lamp was a vampire? And then somehow he turns it into like a metaphor about like death. And then everybody's like, holy shit, the lamp is a vampire. Like,
no, I get that 100%, you know? And like, that's the thing, is that I've never, I mean, for lack of a better word, I can tell when I don't have meaning in something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made fun of people because, you know, you go to a school with a bunch of artists, everyone's head's going to be up their ass.
Right. Like, and just kids that had an idea.
Yeah, everyone just has an idea.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just like trying to exacerbate meaning when there's very little to none is always going to be a hassle. And it's also a very delicate balance of, and a lot of work that I think a lot of people didn't have at the time or the ability to at the time.
Right. Well, I mean, especially when you're a kid, not a lot of kids really have the
real world experience, I feel like. And that's not to shit on every single person I know.
No.
That being said, if I could one day, fingers crossed, I can.
Burn book coming out someday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fucking burn notice it, you know?
Yeah.
But like, that's not a reference.
Burn.
You said the word burn, and I thought burn notice. What? Who cares? There's no God. So
I gotta get you to watch Mean Girls someday.
No.
You know, I haven't seen Mean Girls.
You know, I have the fucking,
but I know about it.
You know about it, yeah. The point is lost here, it doesn't matter. Who cares? This is why I like writing, because I can go back and edit and change whatever thought I had.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just interesting getting back into it.
Hmm.
And I'm structuring this first thing as kind of like, I'm trying to decompress every single reason why I stopped writing, mm-hmm. which is numerous.
Right.
But they're all events and all like things that I think subconsciously discouraged me, or very obviously discouraged me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to spoil too much, but I think I've talked about here before that this is the first thing I write about, because I think this is like the final nail in the coffin that really fucked me up. Back in 2019, I wrote a script.
Oh yes,
for a former friend who, and they. So I, the, I'm kind of, I'm. The way I'm structuring this post is like everyone's fucking like clique or like kingdom or whatever, you know, like, and like I was never allowed in.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to go to film school, and I failed one of my classes, or I got a D, and that like discouraged me, and I kept failing all like the technical classes I needed to do. And then a bunch of people that I knew actually went to the film program, and I at some point did decide to switch to digital media, but it took like a year for me to do that.
Yeah.
But I was still known as like the writer among everybody, because the fun fact about technical film school, they don't teach you creative things as much as they should.
They teach you what buttons to press on the camera.
Yeah. They teach you, here's an XLR mic and here's a camera. You plug in the XLR mic. And I decided to learn that in a different department. And also took screenwriting classes. Cause I remember, I went into, they had a screenwriting class, they had two of them, and I don't think a lot of them actually were there for, like, the technical program. I think they were all just, like, creative people that wanted to learn screenwriting.
Cool.
That being said, you know, I think they touch on screenwriting in the film program, but, like,
They don't really go into it.
Or they were in the transitionary period of, like, trying to get people into the creatives a little bit.
Right.
But it was mostly tech.
Because it was fairly new, right?
Yeah, there was a whole new building. The film program has been there since, like, beginning of the millennia or whatever. But, like, yeah.
Because fucking Steven Spielberg
gave it credit. And then they just have that same quote posted over and over and over and over and over again. Because if Spielberg likes your thing, you know, if the guy that directed Ready Player One something good. Yeah, he was the director for Ready Player.
Hold on, everyone. Phone time, everybody. That's amazing that he would do such a shitty job.
Well, I mean, because only 10% of that film was apparently live action. And then, oh, God. And then people, no wonder why everyone fucking defended that film, because it was Steven Spielberg did it. Oh, my God. Guys, I was right from day one. I just want to say that now.
Yeah. God. Fucking the CGI was bad.
Yeah, it was. You know what? Fuck it. I'll say it. I'll say it right now. It looked like shit. I saw the commercials. It looked like shit. Okay.
But you haven't watched it.
I don't fucking care. All right. I know, I have eyes and they're stills. All right.
I still haven't seen it yet. And I'm not going to say whether or not.
My word is final. Oh no. Some spam person sending me a message, I think. Whatever. Fucking hold on. Ready Player One.
We're Googling it.
We're Googling it right now. This is hot off the presses. 2018. Yeah, director Steven Spielberg.
Oh my fucking God, that's so shitty.
I remembered.
What a dumbass. So Steven Spielberg, blah, blah, blah.
Steven Spielberg went from making the best 80s movies ever made.
To shitting on Netflix to making Ready Player One. What a Dave Chappelle. Or is Dave Chappelle doing a Steven Spielberg right now?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. My mic has been dropping this whole time.
Yeah.
But no, that's a deep cut for anyone that's been listening to the podcast. But I get it. I think they do teach the right technical skills, because I know that there are people that are working in Atlanta and in Hollywood.
But it's mostly technical.
Techies. Yeah. Like,
you were more
thing.
Of a creative dude.
Yeah. And because of that,
you didn't really... Well, not even really because of that. I feel like there were creative people that somehow got to be on the inner circle, but it was because they were film people and it wasn't because
I wasn't a part of that inner circle or whatever. But there was one person that, you know, knew that I was a writer and contact, and we talked in passing at least, and I knew them through another friend.
Yeah.
And they asked me to help them write a script. They gave me the idea. I wrote out the entire fucking script. The idea of it is that, like, there's a schlubby guy, right? We all love schlubby guys. Schlubby guy.
He makes a deal with the devil, right?
Yeah. So he plays a lot of fucking online RPGs and, like, you know,
yeah.
And the devil is a gamer. And
yeah,
the devil.
But it wasn't initially that. It was that he was, like, gambling, right?
No, it was always he was a gamer.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. Oh. So there's a Shelby guy. He loves playing fucking World of Warcraft or something, oh,
okay.
or the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And originally, I'll get to it.
This story has gone through multiple situations, multiple
revisions that I did not have a say in.
Like significant story revisions. Like I remember, I was there in the pitch room.
Yeah,
because I was like Josh's girlfriend, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna be here because I need to write home.
Sarah's in the room.
Yeah, I was in the pitch room, and then I was with you through the process of writing.
Yeah, there was one time where I was talking with her. Like I drove from my house in fucking 2 hours away or whatever, an hour away. Drove just to school just to talk to her about it.
Yeah,
it's a her. I was saying them before, whatever.
Yeah, she her.
Yeah. And fucking what is it? We talked about it. She gave me more of the ideas, and I started writing after that. So plot: schlubby guy plays World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
He goes to a gaming tournament, and apparently the devil's there. Whatever. We're in La La Land here. We're in movie speak.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, it's the devil.
Whatever. Do you need an explanation? I don't. So the devil's there. He's like the best gamer that ever lived, because of course the devil would be a gamer in 2021.
Yeah.
So or right. 2019, whatever.
Post Gamergate, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Post Gamergate. This movie says a lot about society.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, yeah, this woman is women against gamer part
this
two.
Is, yeah. No. Well, yeah. I think I came up with the idea of it being a gamer
because women against gamer part two.
Yes, I'm fine with this. So, and you know, the guy's like, hey, I want to have magic. And Devil's like, sure. And he gives him magic,
but
it's performative magic. It's like what you get at the fucking,
he's like
you go to Disney World.
Magician.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's just a really dark comedy from that point on, and a really sad comedy.
It has the potential to be really fucking funny.
So it starts off like, oh, it's cool that he has it. You know, hey, you know, maybe this isn't so bad after all.
Yeah.
Three scenes later, girlfriend leaves him because he just can't keep fucking getting the sleeve out. His job quits because every time he opens a folder, a bunny comes out.
Every time he makes out with his girlfriend, there's a quarter behind her ear. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Shit like that. Whatever. His life's ruined. And the only job he can ever have is as a birthday magician. And yeah. He realizes that. And so this is the big punchline because I was depressed in 2019.
I still think this is funny.
I think.
But I can understand why they didn't want to do it.
I can understand why they didn't want to do it.
Like, you can't be mad at that.
I can't be mad. But I think I should have rewritten it. I should have sold my soul and just rewrote it. So the ending scene is he's at the birthday party, you know, there's kids going around, whatever, and he's depressed. He wants to kill himself. So he has the gun, he puts it to his head. It's cut to black. You wouldn't see this scene. That was my first compromise. No, it wasn't. I never wanted to see it in the first place. You cut to black, you go up, he's just laying there. You see the gun right next to his head, and then it's the bang thing with the flag coming out.
The bang.
And, you know, in
hindsight, I think that's so funny, and it's in front of a bunch of kids.
And it's in front of a bunch of kids. And it's so funny.
I still think that's funny.
You hear sirens in the background.
Who's going to watch it? Are you going to put it in front of children? No.
No, this is not for children.
This is a film for adults.
Yes.
Made for college students.
Who cares?
It's supposed to be a dark comedy.
Sorry, this is going to Sundance. Like, let's not pretend here.
Like,
let's
just make a fun movie. Right. And in this fun movie, a man tries to kill himself.
I should have at least revised that last scene to where she starts pulling the trigger, then he moves it and then it does the bang thing, and then you cut to black. And that's still a funny way to end it, whatever. I should have edited that.
And then
that.
He goes, womp, womp.
And then it's the Looney Tunes thing. And then says, that's all, folks. And then I in real life kill myself because I sold out.
I gotta say, to have the balls to write that in and send it, I think cemented my love for you.
Well, thank you, because
I was like, I love this guy that he does this shit.
So yeah,
this
I send that in, and I see her in passing, and she messages me a few times about, hey, we gotta do some edits. I don't think they really want this. And I never do it. I never revise it.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, hey, my bad. I was not in a good place at the time. It was early 2019. I was slowly coming to terms with my depression, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing happens from it. Months later, my friend at the time tells me, hey, we're going to do BTS for their short.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard in passing that it got passed through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go in, and it's basically the scene that I wrote. There's a couple edits to it, but it takes place in a bar now.
Yeah.
It's the scene where he meets the devil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fun, whatever.
Cool.
And it's an overnight shoot because, of course, it is. Because you can't get a bar from 9 to 1.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing behind the scenes for it, which, honestly, fine, whatever. I wrote the story for it. I know I wrote the story for it, and I'm being an extra, and everyone's kind of a dick just in general because they're all film students. I remember I was wearing my Leolo shirt at the time, like the four of them, and someone was like, hey, do you have the clearing rights to put that in? I'm like, yeah, it's my fucking shirt.
Yeah.
And then they put me in a shot anyway where the shirt wasn't in focus, so there's no reason to fucking ask.
Yeah.
No reason to be a dick about it, you know?
Yeah, just...
Thanks for letting me brag that I made the shirt you had to comment on, but, like...
A bunch of artists being weird about little stuff and then not thinking things through.
To be fair, at 11 at night, and they're gonna be up until 8 in the morning.
Yeah, so they're... I might as well get it,
whatever, but, like...
Just doing too much.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing too much.
Exactly. I do behind the scenes for that. 2 days later, I do behind the scenes at the house, and it's the ending scene where the girlfriend leaves or whatever... And it's pretty much word for word what I wrote, for lack of a better word. Anyway, it goes out. I haven't seen the final cut of the movie. Never saw it. This movie that I helped write the story on. And
you
gave
haven't because I have.
I haven't seen it.
I definitely have.
I have not seen it.
Really?
I swear to God, I haven't seen it.
How did I see it and not and
I
you?
Don't know how you saw it because...
Oh, shit. I don't know. I definitely saw it.
I did not see it.
Okay.
I have yet to see it. I
can remember the shots.
I went to and I am only credited on this movie
as
doing behind the scenes. I don't even have like a story by credit.
Right, because they got somebody else to rewrite your shit.
Well, I was. And that's
but the, you were the original it story
be,
writer.
In the way that it should work, if you guys love Hollywood so much, what you're supposed to do, if you guys gave a shit about the fucking Writers Guild Union, you all suck off every day.
Yeah,
you put
right.
In the first draft goes first is like story by blank and blank, and then the word and then whoever actually wrote the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a fucking story by credit.
Yes.
At the very least, a story by credit.
You should have had, it should have been communicated to you also that your story was being rewritten, you know?
Yeah, which I mean, and what I wonder, this is my conspiracy brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the reason why I'm not credited as a story writer is because I wasn't in the film program, and I don't know if they would have actually allowed scripts to be submitted in from the outside.
Oh.
Which, if that's the case, fuck them.
Oh, yeah, because then why would they just they just used you?
They just used me then for a fucking, for a quick buck.
And they and then they premeditated not giving you a credit.
Yeah. That's my conspiracy brain, though. I don't know for sure.
I always thought that maybe, because was it story by her?
If it's still story by her, I still had the rough draft, and it should be at least based,
right, but
it should be based on.
I remember in the pitch room, she was saying that she had the idea for the story.
She had the idea, but I definitely refined a lot of the details.
Right. So then I'm wondering if that's how she's thinking of it is
like, I'm
this
just
is
the
my idea.
Ghostwriter.
You're the ghostwriter.
Well, that was never communicated to me that I was the ghostwriter.
Right. It's just a lack of communication from all around.
Like, it's one thing for like someone to tell me like, all right, I get that you're writing this, but it's going to go under my name.
Right.
It would suck, but at least I would know it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I would still probably have written the script.
Yeah,
but
you still would have done it.
And also like, fucking, I wouldn't give a shit
over
about
backwards.
Revisions. Yeah, like, you know.
You were bending over backwards for these people back then.
If I'm writing your fucking final, like.
Right.
You know, like.
Then they're just asking you to do an assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, okay.
And then I still did the rough draft.
And no credit.
And you still asked for stuff. And honestly, I'm happy I never made the edits.
Yeah.
And now thinking about it.
Because
like,
then you would have put in more work for nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. And they have the balls to fucking try and get me on their stupid fucking podcast.
That's so stupid.
That's another deep cut. But
yeah. It's just, I don't know. Fucking.
And they also, I actually, I didn't realize this, but about, I apparently have a bunch of film people in my Facebook as spam.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if I ever actually meant to put them in as spam, but
really
I haven't gotten a thing. They've been contacting me as early as about 9 weeks ago to try and shoot, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say that because I don't want to send harassment to these people.
Yeah,
as much
no,
as
no.
I'm shitting right now,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a short that we did for fun. About like a director going through a crisis, and then I helped shoot a scene inside like the shed of in a person's house.
Oh yeah,
but the sound was too bad, so I didn't even do anything.
Oh my god!
Apparently,
yes.
So they made the sequel, and now it's actually a trilogy, and I was invited to work on the trilogy.
Wow! And then you just
never responded because I put
you
them in spam.
Oh shit! Damn.
So yeah, that's how that's. That's where I'm at.
That's crazy, man.
So I often and the reason why I know that they don't watch anything that I do
mm-hmm.
is that I've talked shit about them well past 9 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're still asking me to help them out with stuff.
Yeah.
Or they like being cucked.
Maybe they just watch the clips, because I know some of them like my posts about the clips.
That's true.
On
yeah.
my Facebook.
And they just see the post and move on.
Yeah,
that's
then they just don't listen to the podcast. But, I mean, you know, whatever.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
So, yeah, that's how that article's going to start. That story, as Medium calls it, it's going to start.
What's your story, Josh?
I'm going to fucking kill myself. So dumb. It's such a dumb way to put it.
But
I
honestly
love it.
Can't wait to read what you wrote because you're very
talented.
I'm like
300 words in.
That's pretty good.
350 over 2 days. So I'm off my game.
That's
I'm off
one
my chair.
Page double spaced.
You're not wrong. Yeah, true.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like 100 pages long.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
It's gonna be a fucking manuscript by the time I'm done with it.
A manifesto.
It's a oh yeah, and then I'm gonna go. Not finishing that sentences.
Yep, nope, can't do that.
Speaking of not finishing sentences.
Do you want to do some Reddit stories, Josh?
Some Reddit stories. Just waiting for the comment. Is Josh the new Elliot Rodge?
Was that an Elliot Rodger ref? Are you guys referencing Elliot Rodger?
Bro, are they trying to bring people down the alt-right pipeline? Which is a real thing, but I will never fucking put someone through that,
no,
all right?
No, yeah, no. What? No.
I don't know.
Huh?
Anyway, welcome to the Reddit segment.
Welcome to the Reddit segment. The thing that you guys all skip to. And the thing that you guys all
love dearly.
Which honestly,
this week, good job. You picked the right one to skip on.
You picked the right one to not listen to us ramble about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just gonna sip.
Do you want me to start?
You can start.
Yeah, this first one's really funny.
Oh, this is gonna be a funny one? It's gonna be a ha-ha laugh one? Is that a fly or is that my hair? Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. My 10-year-old sister made me cry.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Hey, guys. I, 21 female, have one 10-year-old female sister and love her to death. Absolutely. I would say we're pretty close, especially now that she's a little older and can formulate her own thoughts and opinions. However, this is also middle school age where they can be pretty nasty and mean.
They can be a little nasty. I agree with that.
She's
so far.
She's fucking 10, man.
She's fucking 10, dude.
It's really funny. I don't know. I don't live at home, but we game online pretty much every night, or talk at least. This usually goes well, and I'm conscious of her mood when she plays too, as sometimes, with a couple of losses, she can be frustrated and takes it out on me.
Okay.
If she crosses a line, I'll usually say, that wasn't cool, and then suggest we continue playing with no more attitude, or we end and play later when she feels better.
We all have gamer moments, you know?
You know? When I was a kid, I got really frustrated at games.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I get it.
You know? Sometimes it's the same for me, so I'll be frustrated at our losses, feel it coming out the wrong way, and suggest we play another game or switch games.
I guess playing Apex? Like, what the fuck?
I know. I'm like, are you guys playing, like, League of Legends? Like, what are you doing?
High intense shit you guys are doing.
I wonder if they're playing the Pokemon League of Legends game.
Yeah, they are, 100%.
It's like a sneaky, like, is there to get you to say the N-word.
Pull a PewDiePie, you know?
Yeah. She never takes this well, though, and sort of whines at me until either I give in and continue playing a stressful game, or I flat out refuse to play, which results in her making lowball comments about how I have anger issues and can't play the game.
Ooh.
It's just...
not a, yeah.
Calling your little sister's comments to you lowball comments?
Come on.
Like, having to say to your 10-year-old sister, whoa, don't go there.
Don't go there.
You're hurting my feelings.
This isn't highbrow comedy that you're doing right now. Actually, you're kind of lowballing right now.
Sometimes I'll put her in her place and tell her that's uncalled for. She focuses on the fact that I was upset and not the fact that it was because she pushed me there. But
she pushed me.
She's
classic,
10.
Classic libertarian excuse here.
She's fucking 10.
She was asking for
it. She can't do shit to you. Like, why are you so fucking weirded out by your sister?
I don't know.
It's so strange.
I really don't know.
But usually I just hang up and call her the next day with a blank slate. So y'all never even talk about it, which is also funny. 2 days ago, we were playing and I wanted to stop saying I had to go to bed for work. She got upset and said maybe we could play the next day. The next day comes, it's Friday, and she calls to see if I want to play. I'm really tired and didn't want to play the high-stakes stress game we usually do, and told her. She starts whining again, and I feel bad for not playing, so I say, okay, let's do a couple games.
Why
that's your
you
first
say, yeah,
mistake.
That's your first mistake.
Don't do that. You're
just
an adult.
In. Yeah,
and you can say no.
You can say no.
To a 10-year-old.
Especially a 10-year-old.
Especially a 10-year-old. She starts whining again, and I feel bad for not playing, so I say, okay, let's do a couple games. A few games go by, and I'm not feeling it, so I say that I want to stop. She then starts going off about how I never play with her, and this is really starting to piss me off, as I was not in the mood that day. And it's just not true. We play almost every day. I calmly told her I was tired from work, and I just couldn't play. She keeps on whining and gaslighting me, and that's when a string broke. My tone got a bit aggressive, and she hones on that saying, I have anger issues. At this point, I said, are you fucking kidding me?
Whoa. get him though. Fuck that 10-year-old.
Why are you
dude.
Letting a 10-year-old get you this mad?
Yeah. Why? How is your 10-year-old gaslighting you?
How can you say that a 10-year-old? She's 10.
She's 10.
She can't gaslight you. She's just fucking messing with you.
She doesn't even know what gas or lights are at this point.
No.
She doesn't know anything.
She doesn't know shit.
She just knows how to fucking play League of Legends. That's it.
Okay. And immediately regretted it and apologized. She goes off on how I swore at her and I completely broke and started crying and hung up. I call my mom, who was at home with her, and she asks why I'm abusing my sister.
What?
That was never the intention. What? And it just made me so upset. I could not stop crying until I went to bed that night. And now that I've woken up, I just feel so stupid for crying because of a 10-year-old's comments. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, you should
it's
feel
a little dumb.
Little stupid.
It's a little dumb.
I generally don't know how to explain to her that my reactions are a result of her treating me poorly and not because of my hatred of her. I don't even know if I'm actually the toxic one here or not. You cursed at a 10-year-old.
You did curse at a 10-year-old. Yeah.
What do you mean you the toxic one? Like, you're going to call the 10-year-old toxic? He's 10.
He's 10, yeah. You could have handled the situation just a little bit better or hung up earlier.
There's just like grow up
like,
a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't want
to.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing to me is it's just like you're 21
you're
years
an adult.
Old.
You're an adult.
You can't let a 10-year-old walk all over you, man.
I'm sorry.
It's really
yeah.
funny. You can't do that shit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can't.
So you want to hear the comments?
Yes, so let's go.
They agree with us. It's hard finding controversial comments, honestly, recently.
Because, like,
which
yeah,
is
I mean,
good.
Yeah.
I like that. But, I mean,
this
so,
is exclusively because we've decided to start doing Reddit posts and we've changed the.
We're cleaning up the streets.
Yeah.
Yes. Stop letting a 10-year-old bully you.
Yeah, exactly. You're an adult. You have the ability to hang up. You have the ability to. Literally, and then also you go tell your own mom because you guys are related that, hey, what the fuck are you doing? She's kind of being a bitch. You know, like shit.
Yeah, like, hey.
Is something going on at school? Like, I know she doesn't hate me, but, like, she's being a bitch to me.
Yeah,
like,
she's being a bitch to me a lot. Or she really wants to hang out with me a lot.
What's going on?
What's going on with her? That's what you do.
There's a larger issue here. It's not that you, I mean, also kind of fuck you for telling a 10-year-old to go fuck themselves a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot. Like,
in this scenario, yeah, you know, as much as I love in Mythic Quest when they tell the 14-year-old that he's a piece of shit, you know, like.
They don't ever say it to his face.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, they might.
They might, they would.
They probably would.
But like,
yeah, but I mean, that's the whole point is that they're bad people.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, it's like.
Like, shit, man, it's a joke. It's not like fucking.
It's
like,
not good to curse at children.
Exactly. Like, Christ.
I don't think I've ever cursed at a child. I think I've cursed around children on accident, but.
Yeah, I've cursed around children too, but like, yeah. I'm not gonna see a baby in a stroller and tell him to eat my shit, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna see a baby and be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, they're a baby. They don't know what they're doing. Especially, like, you can't, it's just
they're
so
weird. They're about to enter a really bad point in their life.
They're gonna enter the lowest of
the
their,
lowest point,
the low
yeah.
point of their life.
And if you're not there to help them through that lowest point, they're
yeah.
going to be a piece of shit throughout the rest of their life. You
and
know?
Then we're gonna have to deal with them.
And
I
then,
don't
yeah,
feel
we're
like
we're gonna
it.
Deal with them when they come to Reddit and talk about
and start talking about how they're cursing at their 10-year-old sister. It's,
yeah, exactly.
Because their parents like, won't stop having children 10 years apart from each other.
This is in a world where they're unlimited eggs, you know, just
unlimited. No menopause.
No menopause.
Constant
but like, yeah,
children.
Like, no, like, you have to, with it, listen, we all like telling our adult friends sometimes to eat shit. And are you fucking kidding me, you know?
Yeah.
They're adults. They can process what you're doing and probably understand a little bit more of the scenario in which you're in. There shouldn't be a time with a kid.
Yeah.
That you tell them, are you fucking kidding me?
It shouldn't exist.
That is bad. That's not good.
Also, why are you trying to blame the kid for being toxic?
It's not the kid's
fault. It's not the kid's fault. And you shouldn't even really be looking for fault. That's such a childish way to, you know,
maybe
view
just
a scenario.
Being a kid, you know?
Maybe there's being a kid and they're pushing your buttons.
And then
you blew up. And yes, you do have to take blame for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let a kid, you didn't have any boundaries with this child.
And you should have set up some boundaries. And there was many opportunities in which you could have.
You know?
I get that they're your sister, but like, I mean, come on, like, you know,
like Jesus. I don't know. It's just fucking crazy.
Just fucking.
And then you go to Reddit.
Do you not remember?
You go to
being...
Reddit to be like, what? How do I fix this? How do I make this 10-year-old understand that she's bullying me? She knows that she's bullying you.
That's not the issue.
That's
here.
Not the issue.
The issue is that she's a 10-year-old.
And you just have to tell her, no, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave.
And the fact that this is all over like Discord is so funny. You could just hang up.
You could. There's an X button with the call sign. It's very easy to locate it. You had to do it at some point.
Yeah.
You could have done it earlier.
I don't even remember, like, my brothers would curse because I was in a similar scenario where I was, like, 10 years younger than my brothers.
Oh, yeah, I'm 10 years younger than my sisters. I don't even think they, I mean, they, I think they did curse a little bit, but I think it was, like, the simpler ones. I don't think it was ever, like, fuck, you know? Like,
oh, really?
I mean, maybe. I know they the one time they tricked me into saying the word bitch when I was, like, really young.
That's funny.
But, like, I don't remember them, like, really, I mean, they definitely never told me to go fuck myself, you know, like,
yeah. I don't think my brothers ever cursed at me, but they would curse around me. And then my brother had a thing that would he would be playing video games and then he would say fuck or something like that or damn or something, and I would be in the room and then he'd go, Sarah, don't say that.
Hell yeah.
I'd be like, okay, and then I would go say it at my friends, you know.
And that's how you do it. That's how you learn curse words.
Yeah.
And you're gonna learn it from someone eventually. It's either you're the person whose brother or parent says the word in front of you,
yeah,
and then tells you not to say it, and then you go to your friends,
or you're the friend.
Or you learn it
from your friends. Yeah. But
I mean, don't. It's like if you said fuck accidentally, like if a boss killed you,
it's different.
That's different because you're not directing it. Yeah.
Etiquette,
so like,
yeah.
Yeah, don't fuck you, person.
Yeah, I don't know. Stop being a little bitch.
God.
She's 10.
She's 10, dude.
Bro, she's 10.
Wrap it around your fucking head that 10-year-olds are fucking dumb and stupid and will literally do anything.
And can't abuse you.
And can't abuse you, yeah. They're just shitty. That's it.
I mean, and it is abusive to say curse words to a child. Yeah. So I can understand why they're saying, like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I can understand you being that upset, but I mean, I think it just, you need to communicate like an adult.
You got to communicate like an adult, and you have to
stop crying and stop asking Reddit to fix those, your problems.
There's something deeper here.
Yeah.
But no, the kid was a piece of shit.
Yeah, kids are a piece of shit.
Kids are a piece of shit. Whatever. We can all agree on that. Yep. All kids are a piece of shit. Do I go in and see what this fucking message is from this guy? Let's see.
People messaging us while we're doing the podcast.
It's not the podcast one. It's my personal one. So I'm wondering. I hope it's a scam. Let's see.
I hope so too.
Blank is giving away his digital marketing service monthly to his loyal Instagram audience just for subscribing to him. Message him the word join and he will hook you up.
I'm good.
Try send this guy a picture of my dick.
No. Because then you'll have
It's fine when a guy sends it to another guy, right?
No. Oh. It's never fine.
Well, too late.
It's never okay.
I did it right now while you were saying.
Like, yeah, that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
now.
You're just swiping
through the filters.
Yeah, just trying to figure out. I want to make it look good.
Have you played that video game made by the guy that does the gay popsicle?
No, one? I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about right now.
So there's a guy that just makes like these little tiny games. And he made one where like you had like a orange popsicle. And you stick it in a guy's mouth.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And then
yeah.
It melts and it gets more homoerotic the more that you do it.
I remember that now, actually. Yeah.
He made another one where you take dick pics. where like you get Grindr messages and you're just like a gay man in front of a fucking mirror. And you get messages like, let's see that hog. And then you're like, okay. And then you have to take a dick pic.
Hell yeah.
You have to take it and you have to like figure out like the angles and like how you're trying to do that shit and how to make it more artsy and stuff. And then you like unlock a bunch of different like things you can do with your camera. And eventually you can like helicopter dick.
Hell yeah, dude.
But it's like really, it's not shittily made. It's really well made.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
But it looks like, like the helicopter dick is like has like ragdoll physics. It's so funny.
I have not heard of this.
It's really fun.
I'm going to look into this later.
Yeah.
While it's I'm really getting fun. Sakura's Spirit or whatever the fuck it's called.
Sakura's Spirit.
Sakura's Spirit.
I've been making Josh watch Sakura's Spirit.
Yeah.
Game Grumps.
And yeah.
The good.
All right. So my fiance, 24 female.
Yeah.
Is uneasy about me, 29 male, to donating my sperm to a friend, 30 female.
Yes. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
I adore my fiance. We've been together for 2 years, just recently engaged. We were casually seeing each other for a bit prior to that, but we were long distance, so we weren't exclusive. I was seeing a couple other people, no exclusive relationships. Everything was super casual. During this time, including one girl we'll call Lily, 30 female. That all ended when my fiance and I closed the distance, but Lily and I ended on good terms, and I still consider her a good friend.
So your good friend is a woman you used to fuck?
Hold on, yeah. So to boil it down, basically, Lily came to me the other day saying she wanted to start a family with her new husband, but unfortunately, he's infertile. She was hoping instead that I would donate my sperm for IVF. I wouldn't have any parental responsibilities to the kids, but maybe I would be considered something like an uncle. My initial reaction was sure, but I didn't want to say for certain right then. I mentioned the idea to my fiance, and she didn't say outright, but I could tell that she really wasn't thrilled about the idea. When I pushed her a bit more, she just said she felt sad about the idea of me starting a family with someone else, especially before starting a family with her, and with that person being an ex. I know she's never been super pleased about Lily, and I still being friends, but honestly, there's no feelings there. I don't consider it starting a family. I just consider it helping someone else start theirs.
I don't know how.
My fiance told me that she wasn't going to tell me what I could or couldn't do with my body.
Yeah.
But she'd rather I not move forward with this. Honestly, I do care about Lily and want to see her happy. Part of me really does want to go forward with donating, but I don't want to do anything that would hurt my fiance. So I know this isn't exactly the right sub. But would I be the asshole if I went through this with donating my sperm?
Right sub?
Is there a way I could go about doing this in a way that wouldn't hurt my fiance? TLDR, I have a friend with fertility issues that wants me to donate my sperm. My fiance isn't too warm to the idea. Unlike my sperm.
You know, I was going to move past that. I was going to be like, why is this guy so weird with like the so warm weird. And boil it down? Why does he have to make me think about boiling cum?
God, I... So I think it's a little weird that a person you used to come into is coming back asking for more, but, you know, I mean, I'm not your fucking...
Hey, listen. That is what it is, though, huh?
That is what it is.
It's the fucking. She was like, "Hey, I got cum from this guy before. I can have some more." Jesus Christ! Listen. Okay. Well, listen.
Listen. Okay. What's the advice we give here? First of all, are they the asshole? Apparently, this is Am I the Asshole now?
Oh, is that?
Well, they ended it on Am I the Asshole. It wasn't in the Am I the Asshole.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know.
But, I mean, thank God they didn't post it there, else I would have missed it.
You know, this is actually kind of a tough one. A little bit tough, actually.
Okay, because I guess it is. Because honestly, my opinion is who gives a shit.
Right.
But I get why, because I get, like, if someone asked you, like...
Don't give a crap. I don't know. I guess, like... If it was like an ex, I feel like that is different, but I don't know why. I mean, I don't know.
It doesn't make a logical
sense to me, but it is an emotional reaction.
But okay, like, I guess, like, if a friend that we knew, I guess, like, asked us for our fucking sperm, I feel like, okay, it's always weird to go and be asked if someone wants your cum. I don't know. But
yeah,
like,
it's just, it is always going to be weird. The situation is weird, but it's also like, I mean, people do it.
Yeah, it happens. I don't know.
I'm not going to judge people that...
And I guess, yeah, and yeah. The alternative is you go into a fucking laboratory.
Yeah, because you've done this before.
Yeah, I've tried to donate sperm, and then I just had too much of it. And
yeah, his sperm was too good. No, they
didn't survive the night in the freezer. You know?
they died screaming.
But those $20 Walmart gift cards definitely.
Yeah, you got
they lived on to help my mom and her groceries. Yeah. Sorry, mom.
Sorry, mom.
But like, yeah, the alternative is like you get it from just some fucking rando.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I mean, because, like,
it's kind of weird to know that it's
weird,
like,
that it's like
your ex's son.
Kinda, yeah.
Kind of strange.
Even though you guys are friends and, like, you would be considered an uncle. Also, like, at some point, I feel like
it's just weird. It's like if our friend Aaron came to me and asked me for my eggs.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, yeah, okay. And even then, it's not even necessarily the same thing because I don't bang Aaron. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Well, you don't even bang the other person. You've never banged Aaron, but you just come in a fucking jar.
Well, no, I mean, like, I haven't banged Aaron in the past. Yeah, it would be like if like one of my exes came to me and was like, hey, can I get those eggs, baby? And I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Have some of my eggs.
So like,
and
I don't
then
know.
You were like, I don't know. I'm not into it, but you have bodily autonomy. And then I was like, you know who does know? Reddit. You know who does know?
Why do you go to Reddit for that? Reddit, I feel like that's it's just such a weird, like,
it's just a weird fucking scenario, bro.
It's a weird scenario, and there's not a right or wrong answer, which is interesting to me.
I mean, I would just be like, listen to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I know that, like, because if one person's uncomfortable with it, I feel like there's gonna be some sort of resentment of like, you fucking
did it anyway.
There's a kid across the street that looks half like you and half like your ex. That's weird to me. I don't like that.
That's like one of those scenarios where, like, it's just like a Seinfeld sitcom scenario.
It's just, it's just a sitcom scenario, but like,
and it's like, I feel like if the girlfriend just up and decided one day, hey, this is too weird, I don't want to be here anymore, I think I would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, fucking of course.
But it's no, like, I wouldn't judge you for doing it, and I also wouldn't, but I just also wouldn't judge your girlfriend for leaving you.
yeah, you know, so like at that point, it's like you made that decision, it's on you, you know.
Nobody's an asshole, but it's also just kind of like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Everyone's a bunch of fucking
strange
freaks around here.
I'm surprised that your ex's husband is okay with it.
Yeah, that's
after
also
just being told that he's infertile, and she's like, "Ooh, I know my ex-boyfriend.
I know someone who has cum. I know someone who's got that."
Oh, he's
cummies.
Got a lot of cum. I remember that.
I remember that. Yo, I remember when it was like all over my face, and I was like, "These are gonna raise
these,
some good kids.
These are some good kids.
They taste good."
Yeah, I want a kid. Whose sperm would have tasted good if it got busted in my mouth.
Weird. That's weird.
It's
just
strange.
It's a little strange.
Like, you know, like, what do you do? What's the Thanksgiving like? Oh, yeah, son. Actually, your Uncle Johnny's kid. Because, you know, your daddy over there is shooting blanks into my mouth. It's like, what?
Yeah, thank goodness, yeah.
That poor fucking
that poor kid that's like, hey, who's that guy that we call an uncle, but I don't really know how you guys are like.
Why do I look exactly like him?
Why do I look half like him? Yeah. That must be scarring.
You guys are just weird.
You guys are just weird, yeah.
You guys are just weird. But
honestly, I'd say no. I'd probably say don't
do
it.
I am kink shaming, but you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and you shine on, you crazy diamond, but I'm going to kink shame you.
That was more funny than I thought it would be.
It was really funny.
Man, go us. You want to ready to take the Patreon break?
Yeah.
You want ready to slice through the humor with some cold, logical ads?
It was the one where it's the... Your ex comes back and asks you for some more cum.
I gotta go pee now.
That kills me so hard.
God, I gotta get laughing.
Jesus.
Hey, welcome to the self-serving ad read.
Welcome.
Because we don't have ads.
We don't have ads, but
we do have other ways that you can support us.
Whoa.
Financially.
Money, Josh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we have, as you guys know, we have a Patreon.
We do.
Patreon.com/APWSTR.
We do.
Where you get episodes early.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently working on getting, we have all the audio up. We're just going to have to make it an RSS feed. So
pretty
you'll
much.
Be able to get it a little bit earlier the day of. And if you want to get some extra content, eventually.
Eventually. We're recording a lot of extra content for...
Today we actually have a little bit of extra content. And last week
much,
we did too.
Yeah, pretty much we're starting to, before every podcast...
Have like a 5 to 10 minute thing, you know?
Yeah.
But if you want access to any of those little things, as well as extra content that we've already posted,
yeah,
it's only $1. minimum. You can choose to donate more. We have a bunch of joke tiers if you want to join them.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you go on to patreon.com/APWSTR, you can subscribe monthly and get some extra stuff. If you don't give a shit about extra stuff and you just want to support us one time.
Yeah.
And you want us to read out things on the podcast during these segments.
Yeah,
or
true.
Right at the beginning or right at the end.
If you got something you want to promote, if you want to say hi, if you want to, you know, I don't know.
Shout someone out.
Yeah. Do something like that. Say happy birthday, something like that.
Yeah. Go on over to buymeacoffee.com. Coffees are only $3 each. Doesn't matter how many coffees you get.
And then you type in the comments what you want to say, and then we'll read it here.
Or if you don't want to say anything, don't say anything at all.
And then
we'll just say thank you.
We'll appreciate you and send good vibes.
Hell yeah. But yeah, those are ways to support us.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening so far. We really appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Okay, are you ready for this one? This one's mine. My next one's kind of short.
All right, hell yeah. Let's go.
Okay. I, 23 male, am tired of always arguing with my girlfriend, 22 female.
Oh.
About all of her emotions and how I don't care enough. Fuck. I don't care. And how I don't give a shit about her. Background, we have a home together and a child. Oh, good. Really good for good for y'all.
Oh no.
Finishing college and unmarried.
Hell yeah. Pog, great. Love it. Nothing wrong here.
So my girlfriend and I have been arguing a lot over a lot of different things. Whether it be I'm not supportive, a good dad, or whatever else is on her mind.
Whatever's in that stupid fucking head of hers.
A lot of stuff like that, so buckle up.
Oh, God.
It's an entire post like that.
Oh, no.
So I'll read that again. So my girlfriend and I have been arguing a lot over a lot of different things, whether it be I'm not supportive, a good dad, or whatever else is on her mind.
Keep going. Okay. Pure heroin right into my fucking veins. Let's go.
I try and be the best I can, but I am simply not perfect. For example, when we're setting up our son's birthday party, she told me she's stressed out because I'm not taking enough initiative in helping. It just seems there's always something I'm doing wrong. And when we argue about it, I just don't care about what she has to say because at this point, I feel she's just nitpicky.
She's just fucking nagging, dude. Just fucking yab, yab, yab all the time.
His examples are that he's not a good dad.
Or whatever else is on her mind, which could include other things. Is just vague enough that we can't call him out for being a piece of shit.
Yeah. He won't say. He won't give us examples. Okay, this one kills me.
Go, let's go.
With the background we have a lot tied up together.
Too much property. Just
too much property, too much children.
God, too much, God.
I know we aren't long-term compatible because I'm an easygoing guy. But now I realize she's so sensitive and needs me for this and that. And Josh, would you be happy to know that's the end of the post?
You're the asshole. There we go. I know it's not the right one.
Yeah, it's not.
Holy shit. But like, what the fuck?
There's a too long didn't read, though.
Oh, well,
that has something that I want to.
How short do you think my attention span is, sir?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, too long didn't read. Girlfriend always argues with me about something I'm doing wrong, and I'm looking beyond her now. I'm looking beyond her now.
That bitch is in the past.
You have a house and a child together, and you're like, I know we're not long-term compatible.
I know we're not long-term. Listen.
I don't know. What an asshole.
What a dick. What Holy a shit, that's so funny.
And she's saying, like, when a woman is saying shit like, you're not a good dad.
Or whatever. I don't know. What do you want me to say to that? I don't know. Because that's just so fucked that someone is telling you.
You're not a good dad.
What bar do you think this is, sir? This isn't fucking Patty's, you know? Like,
yeah.
This is fucking, you're on Reddit.
There's two assholes, you and me, right? Literally, you and me, reading at fucking Saturday night, just Saturday Night Live, you
spending
know?
Our fucking days,
our days,
our free time,
coming out here looking for your shitty post,
and then you're like, I don't know, I fucking
life bad, you
web's
know?
Bad.
Like, why even?
You're right, it's wife bad.
Are you guys that listen to us know that when we do this and are just trying to fucking troll with us? Because this feels
I hope
bait.
To God we get more bait.
Yo, yeah. I don't give it. Guys, I will never give a fuck if a story's real or not. It's just so funny that your two examples of shit that your wife nags about are how shitty of a person you are.
Yeah.
And then you go to Reddit
to be
and
like,
prove yourself to be a shitty person.
Like, if you're really worried about being a shitty person, don't type in, I don't care what she has to say at this point.
I don't care what she has to say at this point. Because
I promise you, people that are good people always have to care what the other person has to say.
Give a slight bit of a shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
What a sociopath.
Yeah, you're crazy, man.
And you came in her and had a baby with her?
You had a fucking child with her.
I hope that's not the case.
And bought a house.
Dude, fucking custody battle's not going to go easy for you. Like,
no.
Links to this fucking Reddit post right here. Yeah. And I think a judge will be like, yeah, you probably aren't
typing
fit to be.
Evidence against your fucking custody shit. Anyway, so there's an interesting conversation that happens between OP and somebody else in the comments.
Oh, no.
That I'm going to read.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be upfront with you, dude. Your attitude this post is giving me serious red. Your attitude in this post is giving me serious red flags. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, so let's work through it.
All right.
What exactly did you do for your son's birthday party? Like, just list the things that you did.
Okay, yeah.
He goes, I got food catered in, helped put decorations up under her direction, since I know she likes it done a certain way.
Oh my God, you couldn't even go two sentences without mentioning that I had to listen to my wife.
Well, or also say that, like, that's not really you doing it. That's her telling you what to do and you're doing it.
Yeah, like...
Organize the tables, got heaters since it's cold, etc. Did she say what she felt you didn't assist on or what she was overwhelmed with?
Yeah.
She was stressed from getting everything just right. I was by her side the entire time, taking direction from her to get things done, and she got stressed, upset with me because I wasn't taking enough initiative to get the next thing done. I told her that I'm helping to a T on what needs to be done, and that she's not fun doing events with because she gets so strung out on it and doesn't have fun celebrating.
Have you never... run events before? You have to plan.
That's how
them.
It works. Yeah, it's stressful. It's not a fun time.
It's not a fun time to plan it out. It's really fun during the event, and then immediately afterwards, you got shit to clean up. There's fucking all this other shit.
It always sucks. It always sucks it to always plan sucks. An event, but you do it because you want your kid to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes you a good parent, is that you do all this hard work.
You're not. This man really is like at his son's birthday party trying to
I'm
have
not
fun.
Having any fun. Why are we even throwing this shit, dude? This shit's fucking dumb.
What the fuck is wrong?
I wouldn't have a Buzz Lightyear themed party. It would be fucking Silent Hill, dude, all right? Why is this fucking little shit being a dumbass?
Why would it be Silent Hill themed?
Because that's the only game I could think of on the top of my head. It doesn't matter, all right?
It's funny.
Thank you. Well, like, my mind is running circles right now. Just like...
This is really balls.
This
kind of guy is really just like the nega you, because like your whole family is all about taking initiative and planning events.
Yeah.
That's literally
all they fucking do. This fucking podcast is an event every fucking time, you know?
It's like a fucking family.
Fun though, man. Like,
it's a Shinlin family tradition. Is. We're going to plan this event. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. What are you doing? Are you doing that? Okay, great. Blah, blah, blah. And you plan it out. And then, you know, everybody gets together and we have a pretty good time. And then we leave. And then you just keep doing that over and over again. And it's constantly like, oh, hey, can you take that out? Or blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, I'm going to do this for you. You know,
you guys are
very acts of service oriented. So to hear a guy be like,
you're a little piece of shit and fucking.
Whatever, I guess I'm the bad guy.
I guess I'm just
because I don't do anything.
I'm just some asshole now, yeah.
It's so funny to me. Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
So somebody makes a good point and says, you keep saying things that downplay her involvement in planning and home life. Are you even aware of that? It's very invalidating to her. She likely feels abandoned by you in planning, and you turn around and rub it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's not fun doing events with, likely because she's doing an unequal amount of work. It can be stressful to have to organize others like that. I'd be willing to bet, based on your attitude and your posts and comments, that you do this a lot to her, and it's starting to wear on her.
Yeah.
Take a step back and think to yourself why you're so quick to invalidate her contributions.
Yeah, like, fuck, man.
She just sounds overwhelmed to me. Having a young child, being in school, working, and working on your relationship is probably stressful for both of you. You should probably seek professional counseling. I strongly believe you have significant underlying issues. And then OP responds, I do want to change. I just don't know how. He literally just told you, like, this is the problem. This is what happens. It's your wife is telling you.
I bet that's my bitch wife telling me. She got a fucking throwaway account just to nag at me on Reddit in front of everybody.
There are certain men, or, well, no, there are certain people out there that just, you start talking to them. And then you tell them a problem and you try to communicate your issues with them. And then they respond with, I just want to know what to do about it. And it's like, I just did.
I just did. I and literally just said it. I want to change. And by change, I mean, I want to get in the car and change it from park to drive and get the fuck out of here. I just don't know how to do that. I don't know how to take that first step, you know?
Is it just by walking out of here? Then I'll feel like an asshole. Am I an
asshole? Yes. I don't want to be an asshole.
Yes, you are an asshole.
I mean, if I got no other choice, I mean, you know, I guess I got to do it. I mean, you know.
I just feel like at this point, like, this guy is so severely disrespectful to his wife. It's like gone. It's done.
It's gone.
It's done. And he's already thinking beyond her, which is a disturbing sentence I've never thought
about in my
life.
Weird. Like, I'm just looking for the exit door, man. And ship's like, crashing. It's like you're the captain and there's nothing else at sea. And your first thought is, I'm out.
Right.
Man, the lifeboat just for me. You guys figure this out. I'm out.
And your wife's like the ship and your baby is the ocean. Like, you know, like, it's just like the other beings in your life that any normal person would think to be like the most, you know, is like that to me is the sun.
It's like
somebody
the Titanic,
to me.
But you're veering into, you see the iceberg and you're like, score.
Right.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Can't wait to get out of here. But you have a baby and a house.
I have 1,000 passengers.
Why would you decide to have a baby in a house? Like, how does this happen?
I don't know. How do you? Yeah.
How can you be that?
You fucked up pretty badly if this wasn't what you wanted in life.
Like, you gotta make sure. Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fun one, though.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Speaking of couples arguing.
Oh, yay.
This one's also, I think, yeah, this one's also a short one. Mm. Also, for some reason, 17 upvotes. I don't know why.
Really?
Well, we're going to find out.
Oh,
I did something a little different for some of these. I started at top, and I scrolled like 5 to 6 pages down to where they had less upvotes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get the ones that like still went a little bit under the radar, but still got a lot of... Yeah. I, 24 male, argued with my girlfriend, 25 female, because I wanted to see the credits of a movie at the cinema. So I'm going to, Sarah, we're going to play my favorite game. Stop me when you think this isn't actually a real person. And this is just an elaborate ad for a Disney movie.
If you're typing in the comments right now, I hate it when Sarah interrupts Josh. I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to fucking read that shit. And I'm not going to read your comments. You can keep that shit to yourself.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Remember, stop me when you think.
He's asking me to interrupt him, all right?
Stop me when you think it's a Disney ad.
A Disney ad? Disney? I thought it was Marvel for sure.
My girlfriend and I went to the cinema to see Encanto, that new Disney movie based in Colombia. Since my family is Colombian and now I live in Scandinavia, I was very excited.
Oh.
I loved the movie. I really enjoyed it and smiled to many, many things that made me see how amazing and how much I love my home country. When the movie ended, I wanted to see the credits, since they were images of the country and typical music. But my girlfriend said, quote, watch them alone. I'm not going to waste my time sitting in here just watching names. It made me really annoyed, so I told her that she was the most selfish person ever and that she always had to be the center of attention.
We didn't talk on our way home.
Yeah.
End of thing.
End of thing. Post.
What? That's it. So that's why I think this is a Disney ad. Because they started off praising the movie.
Well,
and then
I've heard the movie's really good.
Yeah. Okay, now you're a Disney ad now.
Well, but I follow animation people on.
Fair enough.
I've heard that even on animation and like character design, it's really good.
Okay, fair enough. That's the end of the post, though. That's what tips me off. Like, there's not even like what did I do wrong? What did they do wrong? And it's weird because I look at the comments.
Yeah.
And I think most of them are shitting on. What is it?
Because the girlfriend sucked.
Yeah,
but the guy sucked too.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to be. It's weird for one thing for one person to be like, "Fuck you for wanting to watch the credits." These are just a bunch of fucking names, dude. And then the appropriate response is, "Whoa, what's up? Why are you saying that?"
Yeah, like, whoa, yeah.
You should be surprised. You shouldn't go guns blazing. Like,
now,
you're
listen,
a fucking piece of shit.
I've known people who are from Colombia. I've known people who are Colombian.
Josh and Post put a overlay of racist cam and
no,
put it above
no,
Sarah
no.
right now.
And
so what are you saying about all Colombians, Sarah?
The people that I have known that are Colombian have consistently been extremely intense. Extremely, extremely intense. And like quiet. And then when you make them mad, they fucking come at you. You know what I mean? And
so
I wonder
that's
if it's within the culture. I don't know. Maybe I should see the movie. but I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. I'm sure there are a bunch of a diverse amount of personalities.
Yeah, no, I get it.
People
yeah, like,
in Colombia. But I just, to me, it was just like, it just makes me smile. I don't know. Because it just reminds me of my old people that I used to know. From like high school that came from Colombia would say fucking crazy shit, and then you're like, bro, what? Why are you so aggressive?
You're right.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually look at any of these comments, but there's one comment that I think harps a little, I don't know. Okay, so here's a comment for you.
Yeah.
24 years old, and you think someone is, quote, the most selfish person ever for not sitting through the credits with you? Jesus wept, buddy. Have you got some growing up to do? Could she have worded it nicer / better? Yes. Did you need to throw a tantrum over it? No. How on earth is her leaving indicative of wanting to be the center of attention? She literally removed herself from your attention so you could focus on the credits. I think it's more selfish that you couldn't just let her go use the bathroom or stretch her legs and sit by yourself like a big boy for 5 minutes. You both suck. She was wording how she worded leaving, and you. She was wording how she worded leaving you, and you were childish and petulant for making it into a massive argument.
Yes,
I don't think I'll ever get on the grown man calling someone the most selfish person ever for wanting to leave some movie credits and then accusing them of being attention seeking.
I mean, I don't know about
they
grown man. Like, they both sound like children.
Yeah,
to
they
me.
Both sound like children. I don't know. It's just very weird that, like, I guess
Jesus wept. I feel like is not how you use that phrase. I just got stuck on that.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
I mean, I guess so. I guess it's just weird in the middle of those sentences to me. It's like,
I know it's sarcastic, but like, I don't know. It's just a weird way of putting that they're both assholes.
It's like, oh, cry me a river would make more sense.
Kind of, yeah.
Jesus wept is like, now I'm thinking biblically. It's like very, I'm very caught off guard, but I get what he means.
No, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I totally think that too. It's very like, I don't know why she was so aggressive. You guys obviously have some
there's
deeper
something going on here. Yeah.
Issues, and you're totally not telling the full story. Like,
you're telling me
at
this
all.
Person in one paragraph didn't mention about how he was like, oh, you got to pay for this entire thing, and you have to get all the popcorn.
And he like beat the shit out of her before they got there.
Constantly berating her up until the fucking movie.
Yeah, like, it's just.
I love that it just ended. On the
just
fucking
ended.
Just ended.
Some of those are really funny to me. The ones where they're just like, yeah, so this happened, and then I beat the crap out of the other person, and that's it. Am I the asshole? It's like, yeah.
Thoughts?
What are your thoughts here?
But yeah, that was a quick one for me. I don't know.
That one's really good. I like that one. Oh, man. Okay, so this last one is more of like a serious one for me.
Yeah, I kind of have a serious one too.
Okay. That's good. Fucking, okay. All right. Should I, 23 female, break up with my boyfriend, 25 male, so he could be with someone more fit?
Okay.
Yeah. We've been together almost a year, and I'm an overweight woman. I'm not gonna lie. He's a real thin guy who's fairly active. At first, he was very sweet, saying I shouldn't be embarrassed about showing my body around him or to be embarrassed about my stretch marks when we started getting physical. Soon after, he made a comment that at first would hurt, but I didn't think much of it. He asked if we could both work out together. I declined because I felt embarrassed and I felt ashamed because he said it would help me tone my body.
Ooh.
I felt like he wanted to mold me.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
That little fucking bit. Sucks, dude. No.
Jesus Christ.
He then asked me when I'd like to start working out, or if I was, and then he said in the winter we should really work out to get six packs.
All right, now there's something weird about your partner.
Yeah, he's kind of strange. At that point, I told him if my weight bothered him so bad, I would try to lose it. He said it didn't, and that he just wanted to work out instead of just going out to eat or watching movies.
It's a little, yeah, okay. Wait, hold on.
Now I don't know what to do. He told me I've been putting on more weight and I should work out so I could look sexy and have a better toned body.
It's a little weird.
I miss the guy who told me not to be embarrassed about my body to a guy who makes me self-conscious. I understand I'm very overweight and I know I need to lose weight. I suffer from binge eating and I'm an emotional eater. I've suffered from other eating disorders. I love him more than anything, and he says he cares deeply about me, but do you think I should just break up with him, who he could find someone he's physically attracted to? I feel sad having to change myself just so I can be found attractive, but if it's something I have to do, I'll do it. Boyfriend wants me to lose weight to be sexy. Should I just let him go or change for him?
Your boyfriend seems a little...
He's a dick.
Yeah, he seems like a fucking shit. Dick.
And, I mean, this is something that also as an overweight woman, like... It's just like, you've never told me any of that shit. We've been like, okay, yeah, we should work out together, but because of health reasons, not because of
yeah,
like,
not because like
you me to lose weight.
No, yeah, of course, because I'm comfortable. Because I'm comfortable with how you look and how you are, and you're comfortable with how you look. That shouldn't be the reason why you start.
Yeah,
working out. I think that it really is like, because I mean we've started talking. We went out and worked out like 2 weeks ago, and we would have done it this week, but it was Thanksgiving. But, yeah. You know, I think it's one thing to be like, hey, would you want to go on a couple walks every other night or something, you know, just to get a little bit out, get some exercise.
It's another thing to be like, you should tone your body, you should lose weight, and you need to get a six pack.
You need to look like a fucking Barbie doll, you know, like
that's crazy.
That's insane. That's some shitty expectations on anyone. But yeah. B, you're telling someone that has had eating disorders and has had issues with that. And is now overweight, and now you're telling them, hey, I want you to do this thing that's going to take years, it's going to take months, it's going to take a long amount of time.
And like the frame that he said too was like over the winter, so that we can have six packs by summer.
That's not going to happen. Unless you're taking fucking the testosterone, not testosterone, what is it, fucking human growth hormone or something.
I don't know.
Like, you're not going to fucking get a six pack.
No.
You need to become a fucking Marvel superhero get that.
Not only is your boyfriend fatphobic, he's also an idiot. So you should fucking
Curb. Bounce. Yeah, like probably. As much as you care for this your boyfriend, like fucking, it's obvious that he doesn't care about you, or at least he doesn't care about you in your current form, which is like the most important thing, because you should be allowed to be who you are. Yeah. You shouldn't change for him, you know?
Exactly.
You should change for you.
Yeah.
Again, it's like fucking what you should do is, if you want to work out, you work out. If you don't work out, you don't work out. You should
So now, there's a lot of good comments.
That's good, at least. Because, like, pretty obvious that boyfriend's kind of a dick, and also, like, doesn't know how working out works.
God, oh shit. Oh no, did my comment get deleted? No.
Yeah, did a bad comment get deleted before we got to it?
I should break up with him because he don't deserve to be talked like that.
Yeah, you're right on that too. I know you're saying that off mic, but yeah, it's gone forever.
Damn it, it's fucking gone. But it was, okay, so I wanted to read this because somebody made a comment that was like, he's a man, So of course he doesn't like overweight women. He just can't get a fit person, and now is doing the second best thing, which is dating a fat person and molding them into a fit person.
Because you should give into a man's needs. You are fucking subservient.
No. Not only should you give into a man's needs, that you
weren't worth it in the first place.
You are wrong.
He's doing you a favor despite the fact that you were wrong.
So I think the person changed their comment. I think they edited their comment.
Really?
Because there's a similar comment that's just as bad.
But you think they changed it because like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. This isn't really, you know, this isn't really right for me to say.
Okay. So, okay. If you'd rather break up with him than putting in the work and working out, yeah, do so. It's not about him wanting to mold you. Everyone likes people that take care of their bodies, and no one likes overweight. Unless, of course, you get someone that fetishizes fat. Every overweight woman in a relationship is with someone who fetishizes fat, is what this person is saying.
It has to be a kink for me, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you know, just called it, I guess, you know?
Yeah, Josh.
Why I purposely force feed you all these different foods.
Yeah.
You're fucking staying that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. Listen, man. Like, fucking. I really don't get it, man.
I don't know either.
It's just people that don't like big tits, man. And it's like fucking.
Or it's ex-fat people.
Yeah, true.
Some people are like, nobody likes that shit because they've been so fucking fucked up.
Yeah, like shit, man. Like,
from other people shitting on them.
It's just like so weird. And it's obvious that he is molding her 100%. He wants her to have the six pack.
Yeah.
And it's becoming a point where he's kind of making it an ultimatum if it seems like he's not attracted to him anymore. Yeah. It's either you're out the door or he is. Like, at least with you out the door, at least you get to know, like, oh, he's a dick, you know?
I hope to God that, like, and the worst part about situations like this is, like, if she, the only way to salvage this is if he's just an idiot and she comes to him and says, hey, I'm not comfortable with wanting to get a six pack. I'm very overweight. It's not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. I would like to work out, or I don't want to work out, whatever she wants to say.
Yeah.
They're both valid. And, you know, and then he responds with, oh, I just wanted to hang out with you. I didn't mean to, like, I just said all that because I wanted you to work out with me. If he says that, and then you can have a conversation of, oh, well, don't say shit like that.
Yeah, right?
Just say that you want to work out with me. Just say that you want to hang out, and then we can figure out something like that way. Or, you know, you can find a gym buddy.
Exactly,
that's somebody else.
Like,
yeah,
shit.
Like, don't make statements about my body.
Yeah,
that's a deal breaker for me. And then you set a boundary with that person,
and then you
hopefully he respects it. If he doesn't, then you break up with him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So shit. Yeah,
but it sounds like, no, if he's telling you, don't you want to look sexier,
seems a little bit like
making it sound like you losing weight is the only way to get sexier.
That's the only way. Yeah, that's the only way. Fucking hourglass. Gotta get a fucking corset, you know, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, corset, yeah.
But yeah, fucking, that's so...
It's like, that's just not attainable.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a dumb way of, like... Of
there are men out there who will find you attractive and cherish you. And if you do want to work out, then they're just...
That's up to you, though.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah.
You don't need it with a guy that's going to cut you down.
Force you to do it, yeah.
Nobody should be making comments about anybody's bodies.
Yeah.
Nobody should.
Exactly. Like, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was mine. I just think it's funny because they're... I mean, okay. I don't know. Maybe I should look more into the comments. I'm sorry. You could look at it like he wants someone fit, or he thinks that you being more fit would make you happy and he wants you to be happy.
What he said, though.
Don't look at him. Look at yourself. Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to get fit? Maybe he realizes you seem unhappy. Maybe you've made disparaging comments about yourself. I could be wrong. I'm just saying, be honest with yourself.
It's obviously her fault that he wants her to.
Her fault.
Her fault. It's always the woman's fault. You know, I firmly believe this as a Redditor.
Your choice. It's a pointless thought process. Be happy or don't. Up to you. Jesus Christ.
All right, psycho. Like, Jesus.
I don't know. It's just like, I can just imagine being 14 and overweight and finding that and seeing those comments.
And then being like,
nobody will love me.
Yeah, it's just shitty, man.
It's just not even fucking true.
No, yeah, of course not. But no. If you see that, then yeah, you're going to fucking believe it.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. There are impressionable people that come across these fucking posts.
Exactly. So
yeah,
that's what we're here for.
All right, that's mine.
Last one from me until we find new ones.
Yeah.
Should I, male 25, mention about her, female 24, boyfriend in our convos?
Okay.
This is probably a weird question to ask, but here it goes. Currently overseas, and since this girl, female 24, and I, male 25, are the only ones from our country in an overseas work attachment program we're in, we've been hanging out a lot to have meals, to sightsee, and whatnot. She has a long-distance relationship right now. While I may have slight feelings for her, simply because we have spent so much time together, I don't foresee acting on them and have been dismissing these feelings as an infatuation and nothing more. But sometimes, I feel bad that I'm hanging out with her so much when she already has a boyfriend. So I occasionally would mention her boyfriend in our conversations. E.g., oh, how is he doing? What did he say about blah, blah, blah? As a hint that I realize she has a boyfriend and I know my boundaries.
Okay, good.
Sometimes she also tells me of the things that her boyfriend is up to. Lol.
Okay. All right.
But I was just wondering if it's good to continue to mention her boyfriend in our conversations, because I don't want to make her feel bad that she's somehow hanging out with me all the time, even though she has a boyfriend. Yet I want to make it clear that I know my boundaries so that she is assured that I have no desires to transform our friendships into anything more than just that. TLDR, I don't know whether it'll be better to mention about her boyfriend in our conversations, because it could either make her feel assured that I know my boundaries or make her feel bad hanging out with me that much, even though she's already attached.
What?
I don't know. That last part loses me a little bit.
Guy, you're a little full of yourself, honestly.
Kinda, yeah.
You don't even know if she fucking likes you like that. She's in a relationship.
You just hang out with her. That's it.
Yeah. I thought this post was going to be filled with, and she kisses me on the mouth every day, you know, like something like that.
Like some crazy shit.
You know, I thought it was one of those situations, but no, it's just a guy who is in love with a woman that has a boyfriend in a different country and doesn't know that she probably doesn't think about him at all.
Yeah, you know,
probably just doesn't care. She probably goes home and sexts her boyfriend.
Probably, yeah.
She probably goes home and imagines riding his big fat cock. And does not think about you even one time.
Probably, yeah. That's the most likely scenario. It's interesting, though, that like a lot of people in the comment section were like, oh, yeah, she knows that she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Only one person was really like, I mean, kind of keep doing it just to be safe. But no, also, like
I think probably, yeah, keep doing it. Like, just talk normal. I don't know. Yeah,
like, but don't like try to force it on her.
That's weird. Then she's gonna know what's up. Like, eventually,
hey,
she's
how's
gonna
your boyfriend
know.
Doing? Hey, is your boyfriend good? Hey, is your boyfriend alive still? Is he still?
How's he doing? But it's normal to be like, how are you? How's the guy?
Yeah, keep it casual. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know she can talk about her boyfriend, and then you move on, and talk about work or something.
Yeah. Right.
Be friends.
I don't know. It's just interesting because it's ironic that like because I was talking earlier about the film person.
Yeah.
The exact opposite happened with my friend at the time.
Yes.
Where he was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or at least he was like he eventually didn't give a shit that she had a boyfriend and just like acted on it, you know?
So yeah, the reason why, I mean, I guess, are we gonna say, I don't know.
One of the reasons why I stopped hanging out with my friend at the time is that he told me, and this is big if true, because honestly,
big
I don't,
if true. We don't
I,
know.
We don't know for sure, because he could just be talking a big game. Which,
it's
but
still
weird if he talks a game about it.
It's still really shitty if he
my
did
friend
that.
At the time, the person that brought me on to do BTS for the person's script that I wrote, fucked her.
Yeah.
While she had a boyfriend in a
different
state.
Yeah. And then told Josh and told him not to tell me.
Just keep it on the DL, you know?
And that was like
yeah.
Like I knew them both, but we didn't hang out.
Right. Like,
but I
yeah.
guess he knew that I would be really upset or something.
I guess.
Or
yeah.
he knew that I would be like, you can't hang out with them anymore. But I don't do that to you. I don't really tell you like you can't hang out with people, you know?
Yeah. So like,
so I really don't know why he was like, don't tell Sarah. But of course you did. Cause like, what?
And to be fair, I did lie.
You lied for like 24 hours.
Because I was like, oh, I don't know what to fucking do. Because I was freaking out. But also like, fuck me. Because that was a shitty thing on my end.
The way that Josh lies, though, is like, you can lie over text, but then you can't really lie in real life. So I was not really that worried about it because I could still know when you're lying.
Something's off, yeah.
And it's also like the only time I think you've ever lied to me.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Because yeah. I was like the fucking, like... I don't know, it was just like a big thing and I didn't know how to process it. Like it was just the fucking,
I don't know.
Like shit.
It ended up not being a big deal.
Yeah.
But
it's still not a big deal. That's why I amplified that story when he told me not to tell one person. I started to tell thousands.
Yeah. I mean, we're not saying the names, but you know.
Yeah, you know, they can figure it out.
Yeah, they can figure it out. They all know. But fucking, you know, that's the situation that I thought it was going to be, where like, you know, they're both being flirty with each other.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you have a boyfriend. And she's like, I don't care. And he's like, you're right, I don't care either. And then they have sex or whatever. It's like, no, this is something where she knows that she's in a relationship. She hangs out with you because
you guys are friends.
You guys are friends.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is it so hard for women and dudes to be friends and to feel like...
Because one has a penis and one has a vagina and they just... I almost made this thing fall.
Shit.
I felt something. I don't know.
Damn.
What was that? But yeah, no. Because, you know...
I don't know. Are we animals?
Yeah, we still live in the 1950s. And so... men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I think that's how, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Genders like, don't mix.
I have dude friends that are like gonna get married.
True. Yeah.
That I hang out with on a semi-regular basis. And if I have to hang out with them any more than I already have to hang out with them, I'm gonna go insane. I think. Because, like, all they want to talk about is, like, real estate.
True.
They legit just want to talk about real estate. And, like, we talk about each other's partners sometimes, you know, where it's like, oh, you know, this is happening,
it's good to keep
blah, blah, blah.
In touch, but, yeah, I think I get the...
You know, it's, like, it's so severely unsexy that nobody's thinking about sex when you're talking to each other.
Right, like...
No, what the fuck? What are you talking about? No. Unless it's like, oh man, I can't wait to get home and bang my wife or something.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. I'm with that. Hell yeah.
I can't wait to get home and fuck my boyfriend so I can get out of here and stop talking about real estate. I don't know. It's just, it's so funny to me that people think that.
Everyone just wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Why would people think that?
Everyone just wants a cut of the my penis, you know?
She's probably just sitting there chilling at home, thinking about, like, 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, they're just living their life, dude. Yeah. Everything revolves around you, you know?
Exactly. It's just such a selfish thing. And it's like, oh, should I say that? The thing that really gets me is if I talk about her boyfriend, will it make her feel guilty that she's hanging out with me? No.
Me. Stud me.
Chad me. Should I remind her of
Chad
her virgin boyfriend? Like, what the fuck are you talking
really
about?
I really don't know, man. It's just wild.
I don't know. That guy's a weirdo. That's to me, it sounds like very nice guy territory.
Yeah, 100%.
And then when she goes back home to her boyfriend, he's going to be like, fucking nice guys finish last.
All right, so this is the last one. This is the final,
Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fucking mature content.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is NSFW. No kids allowed.
Hell yeah.
This is from a different subreddit.
What subreddit?
Relationship advice.
Oh, yes. The r/ the subreddit they made when the original relationships was just people telling everybody to divorce their husbands and go to the gym and get a lawyer.
Exactly.
And then they were like, I actually want advice. But then it became the same thing.
Yeah. This is a short one. This was also posted already in r/sex.
Oh, no.
8 upvotes, 54 comments.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for this title?
Oh, God. Are you ready for this title? Sad. Oh, shit.
r/relationship advice. NSFW. Boyfriend wants me to say his dick is small? ? So, my boyfriend wants me to say his dick is small, even though that's not what I think at all. I think his size is perfect, and I tell him, but it seems that he doesn't believe me. I asked him if it's some kind of kink, but he says it's not.
It is.
Thanks for any advice.
Guys, yes, it is. He's a cuck. He wants you to cuck him. He wants you to tell him he's got a tiny little dick.
So here we go. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, my God.
All right. I asked him if it's not some kink or not, but he says it's not. It is. Whether he recognizes it or not.
Oh, my God.
OP. This is OP. Okay, this comment got 48 upvotes, by the way. OP's comment next.
Okay.
With 8 upvotes. He says he wants me to say it truthfully to him and not just playing a kink into a kink in sex. If he, in fact, does not have a small penis, but wants you to tell him that he does, then he has some kind of degradation kink.
Yeah.
He can certainly not want to use the word kink or refer to it as a kink, but that's what it is. What would you call it if I wanted my partner to tell me I have huge tits when I do not, in reality, have huge tits?
Yeah, it's just dirty talk at that point, you know? That's it. That is it, but it's in the opposite way for some reason. Or he is just a really insecure man, which at that point, get out of there, because that shit is annoying.
It's annoying as shit, yeah. I think he is right at average, maybe slightly below.
Oh, no. You know, you did the worst thing by posting this on Reddit. And I know I say it every single Reddit post, but it's like, this really could have solved a lot of issues if you just didn't post it on Reddit. Because now there's a million people telling him that his dick is not small.
You've made your problem worse.
Yeah.
You've convinced all the Redditors that his dick is it's A-okay, but no, actually.
Holy fucking shit.
You fucking played yourself, dude. Just like you played this episode of a podcast, We'll Save This Relationship, episode 102, and that's the end of it. I don't know what else to say about that. I just thought it was a funny title.
Can that be the title of this episode? Boyfriend says his dick is small?
Boyfriend says... Tiny penis.
And then mine will be like my
and I'll just be shorter than normal. I'll be like right here.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
Micropenes and film degrees. That's how you make a title. That's how you make a title. Do you have any, I know I cut you off. Do you have anything else to say about that one?
No, I just think he's a really insecure man.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so...
Like and subscribe on YouTube. I'm not letting her finish her statement. I know where she's going with this, and you're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
So, like, listen. I've dated dudes that have had small dicks and have been good at sex, and also dudes that have larger dicks that are not good at sex. And, the dudes with larger dicks that are not good at sex really want you to call their dick small. Even though it's not. But now the thing that makes me think that this guy's dick is actually small is that the girlfriend still describes it as below average.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Because if it was really big, she would be like, no, like, yeah, it's average, above average.
But now...
But if it's actually small, she'd be like, it's, you know,
it's all right. Yeah. I like it.
So then the thing that baffles me is why, if you know what the problem is, he knows he has a small dick. You know that he has a small dick, but he wants you to say it to him for some trauma related reason.
I want you to tell me I'm right.
Yeah. Because I don't know, maybe other girls have told him that he has a small dick and he's like really upset about it. And she wants to, I don't know.
My conspiracy is that he's looking for a way out of the relationship. That's the excuse of leaving, is like, oh, yeah. Now you say I have a small dick. Well, goodbye.
Yeah.
And then bounce. And then you just bounce, you know?
That would like, be if he had any self-respect at all, because bro. He definitely doesn't if he's asking his girlfriend to tell him he has a small dick. But I don't know. He probably just like has some like weird self-esteem issues and then wants his girlfriend to confirm it because it's better to have the evil you know than the evil you don't know. You know what I mean?
I feel that. Yeah.
That's probably what it is. But then like he actually does, but you just have to lie.
Gotta lie, dude.
You can't not lie.
Sorry. You gotta tell me a small dick. And he's gotta go with whatever happens next.
Yeah.
You've set this Pandora's box for yourself, ma'am.
Literally. You want to know what? Okay, so you want to know, this is for the single ladies out there who need to bag a man and don't really give a shit if a guy has a small dick or not.
Yeah.
This is what somebody told me one time. Tell your man if he is insecure about his dick size. Tell your man, if I gag on it, then it's big. And then fake gag on it.
We're gonna have a talk about this later. Knew it, called it, knew it since day fucking one. Knew it. Knew it.
I don't do that to you though.
How will I know now though?
I know.
Joshua Chinland on Twitter.
Have I ever described your dick as below average?
No, you haven't.
Yeah. So there you go.
And that was the 4D chess I was playing. I got you to publicly say out loud that my dick is average at least. I played the long con, baby.
Why would you go on the internet and say your boyfriend's dick is below average? What is so wrong weird. With you?
Fucking dude.
All right. Anyway, you can find me on show. Twitter at SQUINTON271. That's SQUINTON271 on Twitter. You can also follow me on Instagram at SQUINTON27 and TikTok at shutup.underscore.sarah. Go ahead, Joshua.
That was a visual gag. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, subscribe to us on YouTube so you can see the gag I just did at APWSTR Productions. I'm Joshua Chinland on Twitter.
Yeah.
Joshua Chinland on YouTube, a guy nicknamed JC on Twitch. We play Fall Guys with crowd control on it. It's the funnest shit I've ever done.
I spent $3 just to fuck him up.
And it was the most fun I've had in a while. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be doing that Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month, this month, November.
Yes. Yeah.
So join. I'll be on for like 4 hours.
Yeah, it'll be dope.
It's gonna be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
And when the new season comes out, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
And a guy nicknamed JC on TikTok. And if you like the podcast, we're everywhere on all the podcast platforms. APWSTR Productions on YouTube, Patreon, APWSTR, Buy Me a Coffee, APWSTR, and Twitter, APWSTR, and Instagram, a podcast will save this.
Hell yeah.
That's our micropeen. I hope you guys enjoyed your show.
A lot of cum, a lot of penis talk on this one.
A lot of cum, a lot of penis talk on this one. We did it. Hell yeah, dude.
Pretty good.
That's our show.
That's our show, everybody. Thank you very much. Love you.
Okay, you know, I know the outro, because there's only people that listen to the podcast actually give a shit about this.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Sigma Males.
Oh, really?
Today, just to see.
Yeah.
Fucking subreddit died out like 2 to 3 months ago after, I think I'm not going to take responsibility for killing the Sigma Males subreddit.
I'm glad that we were there just to see it.
Right before it went down. Before the guy that ran it stopped posting on it.
Yeah, the guy that didn't know that fast food was bad for you.
I can't wait to make a fucking best
of. That one's
of.
My favorite. We're gonna, moment
when,
on the show.
Gonna, yeah, when the new Clips channel comes out, I'm going to make a best of APW SDR.
Dude, hell yeah.
And it's just going to be that clip.
Yes. Over and over again. 10 hours that clip.
10 hours.
Us fast crying food is bad laughing. For you. Is fast food actually bad for you, or am I just a Sigma male?
10 hours slowed in reverb.
Hell yeah.
That would be a funny meme. Yeah, let's fucking do that, actually.
Josh is actually going to make
let's
that.
Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. That's the outro.
15-hour render.
Goodbye. There you go.
Thank you all for listening. That's the outro. I saved it. I saved it, everyone.